Did you enjoy that?
All right, Zach Osborne. First of all, thanks for coming last night to the Worst Connection live show. Really nice job of you to do that. Thank you.
No problem, dude. I actually really enjoyed it. It was fun. I love, you know, bench racing. Yeah. That's part of why I like the podcast deal, and enjoyed coming. Thanks for having me.
Second moto today was impressive, man. I think you were 12th, I think, at some point, maybe further back.
I fell on the first lap on the downhill, and I was pinned under my bike, so I was more or less last at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
seriously, I mean, I made a mistake. I got a good start. I was like 6th or 7th, and I was like, all right, sweet. Go down there to the back hill and squirrel out, and I was like 20th, panicking, fell down in the next turn, you know, that downhill, the steep downhill, and I was...
Yeah, the left?
No, the left.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was way back. I mean, I don't even know how far back.
Yeah, and just, man, really impressive. And I guess, I mean, you got to be stoked, right?
I'm happy with it. The only thing that kind of, you know, I can be bummed on is I fell with two to go on the first moto, which cost me a podium.
Yep.
So it would have been 4-3 for a podium. But to start 5-3 and have some good sensation and just, you know, kind of find my feet right off the bat is really nice. It's a total switch around opposite deal to Supercross where I was, you know, struggling. So feel really good about it. And I think next weekend is going to be good again.
So I was managing my rider today for the first moto, so I didn't watch it at all. So I didn't see that moto. I just looked at the results. No, we did not make it.
Okay. I was hoping he would, but.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, so second moto, I watched from the announcer's tower. And don't take this the wrong way because you got a third and you rode great. But it looked like you were sending it out there. I don't know if you had a lot of sketchy moments where you felt that way, but to me it looked like you were trying to just push it and it was working for you, but man.
No, I made some mistakes.
The moments.
I know exactly when you're talking about because it was on the mechanics area straight.
Yeah.
But like three laps in a row.
Yeah.
But the rest of the track, that was literally the only section I was kind of struggling with, if you will. The rest of the track I felt great, but every time I came there, I was trying to read the pit board, trying to keep my goggles good, and made some mistakes, but all in all, I felt really good around the rest of the track.
And fitness seemed really strong as well?
Yeah, it's not really one of my concerns. You know, if I could say that I prefer it to be hotter, that would be true. But also, those mud races are trying. You know, that's when a grip of points can be lost. So to come out with a 5-3, I think I'm probably 4th in points, maybe 10 or 11 back, I think that's a solid start. I got to start, you know, clawing back some and keep an eye on it. You know, I think I'm in this for the long haul. I feel really good about my bike. I feel really good about my fitness, and I'm just in a good position.
All right, let me ask you about your bike. Almost everybody I talked to today, even the guys that did well, Colt Nichols and these guys, are like, not happy with my bike. Needed to work on my bike. I don't think it's that. I think it's the switch to outdoors.
For sure. Okay. I feel like I'm maybe more comfortable than most at being not that perfectly comfortable. I think that's one of my strong suits. Is being able to, like, you just ride the bike as it is, you know? It's not like you can stop and make a change, so figure out how to ride how it is, you know? And that's something that I've always been good at, so one of my stronger suits.
Looks like you and Anderson made some contact up one of the hills?
No.
Maybe not. Maybe it was far away, but it looked like you were trying to get in on him.
We were close over here. Yeah. We were close. I mean, it's going to be close all summer. We understand that, and we talked about it already. So we're just out there to do the best we can for the team, and we're gonna come together at some point. It's inevitable.
No, I didn't mean it like in a dirty way. There was just some like a guy in the top of the berm, guy in the bottom of the berm.
We were close in that turn after the start. Yeah.
Well, good man. Yeah, great start. Great second moto, and keep it going. Thanks, man.
Thank you.